Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frehill, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, and good news, Mary, this morning about Dundalk. They've been in the news the last couple of mornings, and, you know, flip-flopping whether are they going to survive, are they not?
Well, saved.
Unbelievable. Honestly, on Monday, I was tuned in, Des was here, and, you know, this club is in big trouble. They're gone out of business. Well, thrown a lifeline, literally last night, their future secured. A local consortium as well, I think that's really good news, has completed a deal to take a majority control of the club. Now, the group is led by local barrister John Temple. He's agreed to underwrite wages and expenses for the rest of the season, and then they're going to assess the club's situation at the end of the season. And the talk is that there'll be more investors brought into the club. There is plenty of interest. Such a proud club with a wonderful tradition and so much success in the last 10 years as well. And, you know, it's a dramatic turnaround, really. The club supporters, you can only imagine what they've been going through over the last few days. Well, last night they met at Oriel Park just to consider the events of the last few days. And Justin Tracy spoke to some of them as they left Oriel Park.
I think everyone was just scared yesterday. I think the unthinkable was going to happen, that the club was going to fold. And I think now's the time for action. I think that's the general sense from that meeting. And everyone has their ideas, but it's just time for the town and the community to come together and just keep it going. But look, I'm just happy that we have a way out. So,
what do you know of the new owner?
Not much. He's local. He's a barrister. Brian Ainscough is staying on in kind of a smaller capacity. I commend him for, you know, resolving to fix this mess. You know, he's not going to be able to do it by himself. I mean, I think he needs more involvement and more help from the fans, and hopefully it goes both ways. Hopefully he listens to us, and hopefully we listen to him, and hopefully we can work something out and get the club back to where it belongs.
Positive news for the club, is it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, I think it's just a state of execution and fairness. You know, this is very much an interim sort of solution for Dundalk. But as was spoken about in the meeting there, it's all about what we can do as supporters and what the town can do to kind of make sure that something like this never actually happens again. Because this club came very, very, very close to ceasing to exist. So a very scary thought for everybody here in the town, and hopefully it never happens again.
Would you be confident that Mr. Temple has the solution for Dundalk FC?
Well, I don't think anybody has that solution just yet, in fair, or has that an idea that's going to be the case. I mean, time will tell. I do feel like it's very much an interim solution and a very short-term solution for Dundalk at the moment, but it keeps us going till the end of the season, so hopefully it'll be better going forward.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. More on that story a little bit later on the show as well. One game in the First Division last night, it ended scoreless between Bray and Wexford. The new look Champions League returned last night, and we had lots of goals. Liverpool came from behind to beat AC Milan 3-1 in Italy. Aston Villa made a brilliant start as well. 3-0 victory away to Young Boys. Harry Kane scored 4 as Bayern Munich beat Dynamo Zagreb 9-2. Wins there also for Juventus, Real Madrid and Sporting. And some sad news involving one of last night's teams, Liverpool, who had that win in Italy. A Liverpool fan in Italy to watch that game was killed after being hit by a car as he crossed the road in Bergamo. He has been named as Philip Joseph Dooley. He was attempting to cross a motorway near the airport there. Thoughts with him and his family. There was more action last night in the English League Cup. Manchester United 7-0 winners against Barnsley. One all-Premier League clash. Southampton beat Everton on penalties. Preston got the better of Fulham on penalties also. It ended 16-15 in that shootout. Wins also for Crystal Palace, Stoke and Sheffield Wednesday. Simon Easterby will take interim charge of the Irish men's rugby team from December. This is to allow Andy Farrell to focus on his Lions coaching role. Easterby will lead the side for the Six Nations and a yet-to-be-finalised summer tour next year. Finally, All-Ireland champions Cork lead the list of nominees for the Camogie All-Stars. Two of their key players, Saoirse McCarthy and Laura Hayes, have been nominated for the PWC GPA Player of the Year, along with Galway's Aoife Donoghue.